Reggie Jackson
this
joins
is a
us
demonstration
on Sports Byline USA,
flip for
the
Mac.
Hall of Fame power hitter, of course. 21 seasons in the big leagues. He played in 6 World Series. He won 5 of them and, of course, was a 14-time All-Star. And I want to ask you about being an icon with baseball, because I've been around you and we've been together down at spring training when you were there. You've got the Mr. October label on you and everything. Were you always comfortable with being an icon of baseball?
Well, you're not really.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Playing. I think it is, you know, somewhat uncomfortable. I think after you've played maybe 8 or 10 years, you get comfortable with it. I think it's a great time to be a star when you're in spring training. I think when you get older, as I've gotten now, and players like Mays or Aaron or whatever, certainly sometimes you get a little uncomfortable with public, but you recognize that the public is certainly...
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
That appreciate you, and the comments that people come up with from time to time that just walk up to me and say, Reggie, thanks for the years. Thanks for the good times. Those are the ones that, you know, certainly get you in a wonderful frame of mind, make you appreciate life and be thankful for the career that you had.
Is it more difficult when you're playing just because of the demands of the sport, whereas when you've stepped away from the game, Reggie, you can then be able to develop the relationship with the fans, whereas they don't understand when you're
this
playing
is a
that
demonstration
you have a lot on your mind, you have a
Mac.
Lot to get ready for the game?
Well, I think you're all correct when you say that, but a lot of it is, you know, we're all so young when you're 26, 7, 8, 9 years old. And so caught up in just trying to manage yourself, in trying to become go through maturation. Guys who are 26, 27 years old, 30 years old, two, three, four.
This
children,
is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And family and then the demand of the physical demands and trying to maintain some type of excellence. It's a tough thing to deal with. When you're a young person and trying to play baseball at the same time, it's not easy. And so guys get short, guys get uncomfortable, and it's just a whole big learning process. The sociology of the game is very difficult.
It's interesting. I don't see a lot of in baseball today, Reggie, and that is the fact
this
that players
is a
come up learning how to play the Yankee way, learning how to play the Dodger way. Is that a lost art, generally speaking, in baseball today, you think?
Well, it's that way in all sports now. You notice the Yankees don't have long hair. They don't have mustaches that go beyond the lips, beyond the tips of the lip. They don't have beards. They don't have hair that goes over the ears. That's just not the style. They don't have baggy uniforms. They don't have things that
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
It's they play to win. You play for the team. You play for the brand. And if not, the boss will move you, no matter who you are, no matter how big a star you are. If you don't like the Yankee style or like the way they do things, there really aren't any rules except the Yankee rules, and you do it that way. We find a player $100,000. They find David Wells $100,000, and it was either
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Wells, they'll pay what it takes to buy it out. We had a problem with Raul Mondesi. And he didn't really get along with Joe Torre. And they traded him in about 4 hours and paid his salary to Arizona.
Reggie, let me...
And paid the team to take him.
Reggie, let me ask you a question. You wanted to play in the Yankee uniform, and most players obviously do, and yet the criticism I hear from fans around the country is that the Yankees go
this
out and
is
they
a
buy
demonstration
players and
of
all
flip
of this.
For
but
Mac.
That's never been anything different, has it? Aren't the Yankees, because they are the Yankees, always somebody that somebody wants to play for?
Well, most players want to play for the Yankees. There are some players that don't. There are players that have it in their contract that they do not want to play in New York. And, you know, everybody's different. Most players do want to play in New York because the owner of the ball club will spend the money to put the product on the field.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
People say, well, the Yankees bought Alex Rodriguez. No one said that when he had a chance to go to the Red Sox. And, you know, I was honestly hoping that he would go to the Red Sox because I honestly felt that he needed to play at a different venue. He needed to be on a different stage. He needed to be compared to Ted Williams and Carl Yastrzemski and people like that. This guy's the best player in a game of baseball and needs to be exposed to such and be able to play for a championship ball
This
club.
Is a demonstration of flip
so
for
I
Mac.
Was rooting for him, and then when we had the opportunity, we viewed it differently, and then we viewed it the way the Red Sox should have viewed it. And people have said to me, "Do you guys bought Alex Rodriguez?" Well, the Red Sox fouled it up. We looked at it as an investment. We have a billion-dollar television network. Really, it's a $2 billion television network. We have a team that's worth $800 to $1 billion.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
$125 or $150 million in this guy, you invested in building equity for the franchises of television and the team. And if you don't look at it that way, then you need to get out of the business and get into something else. You know, I work for some companies like Microsoft that have a $400 billion market cap that do a couple hundred billion dollars a year in revenue. Some of the baseball team stuff is too small for them. You know, so it all depends on what you're looking
this
at.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
What the cost of revenue is. And, yeah, the salaries are big, they're too big, they're too much money, but that's where it's at. So I'm not going to get mad or upset with it. And as I said, we looked at the fact that when you take on a player like Alex Rodriguez, we'll probably sell out on the road for the season. We'll probably increase our attendance at home 5 to 10,000 a game times 81. Every time someone
this
goes,
is a demonstration
a
of flip for Mac.
Or is a sponsor of the Yankees, now that we attract more people, attract more impressions, create more brand awareness, then there's a greater value to that, so the people have to pay more to sponsor. I mean, it's a never-ending trail of revenue, so if you start looking at this guy as an expense, you need to move the player. If you look at him as an asset, that's the way to analyze it.
I don't think there's any doubt that A-Rod is a big asset to the New York Yankees. The other part of that argument
this
from
is a demonstration
those people in the small to medium-sized markets is that asset brings a lot of revenue that other teams can't compete with. How does one respond to that?
You know, I'll respond to it this way. If you collectively put the owners of the Boston Red Sox together, they have they paid $700 million for the franchise. And the franchise is now probably worth $800 million, counting NESN, New England Sports Network. The collective owner net worth of the owners.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
It is a billion. And they could have afforded it, but they calculated the revenue different than other people did. You know, along with that, when you talk about small market teams, the Yankees wrote a check for $57 million to get back to the league. And you take a team like Milwaukee. They didn't spend any money on their players. They wound up getting rid of players. Richie Sexton was an $8 million player. They gave him to Arizona and turned around and put that additional revenue in their pocket. I mean, so
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
If you have a $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 million profit, service your debt if you're creating equity. Take a look at our homes. We all pay a house payment. So what we wind up doing is servicing debt to try to create equity for the home that we live in. And it's the same way with a businessman. Businessmen will take their profits and service debt that they create to try to build additional equity. And that's the name of the game.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We all love it. It's a national pastime. But when you're talking about the dollars you're talking about today, you need to get with it and recognize that it's a business.
One of the things that I have said certainly about the Yankees is that they do make baseball overall strong. And I think that everybody has to be responsible for running their business within the confines of what they can. And you still got to be able to go out and execute, which was witnessed by the last three World Series. Right, Reggie?
Well, we've been in the World Series. I mean, six.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Six, 7 or 8 years, whatever it may be. So certainly, there's been value, and there's been they've done the right things. If I can stop stumbling around here, we're not the only team. We were not the only team with $100 million payroll. The Mets had one. The Red Sox had one. The Dodgers had one. The Texas Rangers had one, and they didn't make it, but no one knocked
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Management, poor decisions, not getting the job done. They want to say that the Yankees are buying everything. These are the rules. I'm not saying they're the right rules. I don't like the rules. I don't like the rules with some of the other things that are going on in the game of baseball and the other sports that are going on, which you're going to talk to me about later on anyway. But those are the rules. and the Yankees abide by those rules.
Reggie, hold on just a second. Reggie Jackson has joined us, Hall of Famer. We'll take a quick break as we continue across the country and around the world with you on America's Sports Talk Show.